This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, July 6th. God's word to you today is how it works. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2 verses 2 to 4, and it says, loving one another and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. This scripture shows us everything required to make our relationships, our marriages, work. Take each item as a step and act on them, setting goals for yourself, and see what will happen. The Word of God has life in it and amazing transformation power. Think about your spouse more than you think about yourself. You are on the lookout for things that will benefit your spouse and not what will benefit you. You most likely will eventually benefit because that is the power of we. But the point is, it is not yourself you are thinking about. Did I hear you ask, what about me? You are the other person's job. Imagine a marriage where both parties are thinking of what will benefit the other person. Two selfish people coming together. Dangerous. Exactly. That is my point. I want you to go sit down with your spouse today and say to him or her, I admit that I have been selfish, and you have also been selfish. Let us drop our selfishness. I will no longer fight for my rights. I concede my rights to you. You will no longer fight for your rights. Concede your rights to me. Then see what will happen to that marriage. It will be a marriage as God intended. Do you know that even in church, people spiritualize their selfishness? By God's grace, everyone that enters God's favorite house is blessed with overflowing cups. But I have heard Christians make statements like, I am not blessed in my house fellowship. I am not blessed in my church. I think to myself, what if we go to church with a different mindset? What if we do not show up in church thinking how God can bless us? What if we show up to church thinking, how can I bless God today? What would change? What if when the service is over, we do not ask, was I blessed today? What if our all-consuming passion is, was God blessed by my presence in his presence today? God has feelings. God has emotions. God feels pain. In the Bible, you will come across scriptures where God will express how someone's actions caused him pain. God is a jealous God. He gets angry. God loves. God can be pleased. What if we all showed up in church thinking, how can we please God? When you put God ahead of your own priorities, when you put God's needs, as it were, above your needs, God will meet your own needs to the overflowing. Check the scriptures. God says, I have found David, a man after my heart. In other words, God was saying, David just loves to be with me. David himself says to God, a day in your court is like a thousand elsewhere. Let us pray. Father, help me to be a child after your heart. Help me love the Lord with all my heart and truly love others as I would myself. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.